This is a review of Damsels in Distress from May 11, 2012, 3, 2, 1. The ironies in Damsels in Distress feel so cool and distant that the movie's flimsy like a puff of air. Three young women walk on the campus of Seven Oaks College. They meet a new student, Lily, and tell her that they're ready to help, whatever that means. The four stand in flat, bright light wearing nondescript clothes. You can barely tell when in the past 40 or 50 years the movie takes place. Violet, Heather, and Rose offer to choose new clothes for Lily or help her with her depression if she has any. This is not the world of the Stepford Wives, but it's close. Violet, Rose, and Heather radiate an impressive level of blandness. And in this relentlessly ironic film, the four young characters show no personal ironies at all. Damsels in Distress mixes sarcasm with restrained farce, delivered with blank looks and 3-2-1. Damsels in Distress mixes sarcasm with restrained farce, delivered with blank looks and flat voices. At times, the picture's so gamey you can't tell where it stands, or even if it has any stance, other than a sense of superiority towards its story, its characters, and even its audience. The movie seems obsessed with some odd notion of depression. Violet, Greta Gerwig, does most of the talking. 3-2-1. The movie seems obsessed with some dismissive notion of depression. Violet, Greta Gerwig, does most of the talking, and most of that connects to her interest in the campus suicide prevention center, although the movie presents both depression and suicide as jokes. The word prevention has fallen off the center's sign at first, so it just reads suicide center. Inside, a tap dance class is led by a morose young man. Later, it turns out that many students are trying to kill themselves by jumping from the top of the education building. But because the building's only two stories tall, no one's dying. They're just injuring themselves. Which leads one of the girls to wonder, if they can't destroy themselves, how can they educate America's youth? The line makes me wonder if... 3-2-1. The line makes me wonder... 3-2-1. The line makes me wonder if writer-director Whit Stillman is so alienated from his own thoughts and his own film that he has to come at everything through the side door. The sight of a student lying injured but alive in front of the building's almost funny, but not quite. And the not quite makes you wonder just what's wrong with this film. Stillman's 1990 Metropolitan is a good movie about upper-class white teenagers in New York during the winter debutante season. They get together each night in their parents' apartments, although no parent ever appears in the film. The kids talk about their social lives, which are complicated but pointless, yet still take all of their attention. They protect themselves from realizing the horror of their situation. 3-2-1. They protect themselves from realizing the horror of their situation by affecting the same irony and distance that dominate Damsels in Distress. Except that Metropolitan made an audience see the vapid irony of the characters' lives, while Damsels in Distress could have been written by one of those characters. Damsels in Distress has its moments, but they're amusing more than funny, because while funny is intimate... 3-2-1. Damsels in Distress has its moments, but they're amusing more than funny, because while funny's intimate, amusing lets the film avoid commitment to action or character or any hint of moral engagement. Fraternity boys at Seven Oaks College look dumbfounded when Lily calls them Greeks, because they tell her they use Roman letters, not Greek, so they're Romans. The boys are also bizarrely ignorant. They don't know their colors and wonder why that's a big deal. They've come to college to 3-2-1. They've come to college to learn such things. Whit Stillman's a smart guy, but he outsmarts himself, and his attempts at wit go flat. At the end of the movie, the characters break into song and dance. They're supposed to look like average people who've suddenly become exuberant. On a big screen, though, that 3-2-1. On a big screen, though, that just looks like bad dancing. And at its cheeriest, Damsels in Distress is still an exercise in disdain. I'm Howie Mobshevitz.